Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. With the dots, you know the actions you can take, how your family or business benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every mark, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that are at the roof of your head, your bank account, anything I know would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime assistance. When you call that number, it comes direct to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, another day on Ron Siegel Radio means another day of celebration. You better be careful of this celebration today. It is National Bean Day. Be careful. I looked it up. It does not say Beano. It just says Bean. But be careful. There's also National Technology Day and Cuddle Up Day and Shortbread Day and Friday. Taking a look at what's going on in the markets today. Bit of a volatile morning. We got the jobs number came out this morning. You got to love the jobs number when we talk about the Obama administration, the Obama legacy. We added 156,000 jobs. That's the headline. The real part of that, though, is 41,000 of those jobs are part-time jobs. Now, in the Obama years, yes, of course, the president has created 12 million, or under his administration, I wouldn't say he's created, 12 million new jobs have been created during the Obama tenure. 5.6 million of those, yes, I did say about half of them, have been part-time jobs. Half the jobs created during the 8 years of the Obama administration, part-time jobs. We know why that is. A lot of it has to do with the Unaffordable Care Act creating all the part-time jobs. Yes, 5.6 million part-time jobs out of the 12 million total jobs created. Unbelievable. We had 2 million jobs created in 2016. The expectation for the month, 178,000 jobs, that number. Unemployment rate rose to 4.7%. How does that happen? How is it that the unemployment numbers increase when we create jobs? Well, it's very simple. People are going back into the workforce. We're looking at a labor participation rate of 62.7. That means 33% of work people that are willing and able to work are not working right now. Hourly wage is up 10%. Median numbers, though, remember that, because that means those on the higher end will skew those numbers significantly more. Year-over-year numbers up 2.9%. Still having some challenges with our labor numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 61 points as we speak. Oil is up a little bit, 41 cents. A barrel right now. We're looking at that number, following that for you as well. U.S. 10-year Treasury up quite a bit this morning. It dropped a lot yesterday, but it's up 6 basis points this morning. That's a pretty good size jump for the U.S. 10-year Treasury. So you got to watch that number, see where that's going to. What does that mean to you and your family as we talk about that on a regular basis? That is the number that somewhat drives the mortgage-backed securities. For those people that are not watching mortgage-backed securities like the great lenders across the country do. The mortgage, and again, if you're not getting a number on mortgage-backed securities, number one, your lender really needs to have that for you. But just as importantly, take a look and see if your lender isn't. Tell them they need to go to MBS Quoteline, and they can get a subscription. Call our friend Joe Farr over there. Tell him that Ron sent you. And they can get a subscription, and it'll give them what the mortgage-backed securities are doing minute by minute every single day. So it's a great tool for people. And if your lender's not getting it, they might be doing you a bit of a disservice, because they're getting some great information from Joe over there telling people what's good and giving them the anticipation of what the market's going to do. That's what Joe's really doing. He and his staff will give us ideas. Where's the market's going? What it's doing? A lot of times we will find out prior to some of the financial institutions when they're going to be changing the rates. That's a big issue right there. And that's one of the reasons I follow that number so very, very closely. Also watched that number came out this morning on the November trade deficit widened $45.2 billion. This is what the president-elect has been talking about so much is that our trade deficit, we are bringing in more goods than we are sending out. When we bring in more goods, that means some other country is getting jobs. We are not getting jobs. Our people are not going to work. We're just bringing in the products from the other places. So they're getting the jobs. They get to have the benefit of those long-term items. So where were the jobs at? I'm looking through the report here. 17,000 manufacturing jobs added in December, lost 235,000 for the year. That's not another a good industry. Healthcare led the jobs gain in December at 43,000 new jobs. America also added 20,000 social assistance workers, many of whom care for the elderly in America. Speaking of them, did you remember we've got the big senior symposium, Ron Siegel Radio High Trust Senior Symposium, January 21st. I've been looking at what the team's been doing for that. We've got a lot of great speakers coming to share information. The Embassy Suites right off the 91 Freeway and Kramer, Embassy Suites, 91 Freeway and Kramer Senior Symposium. You can get a lot of great people, a lot of good information for you to share and share. Bring your mom, bring your dad. If it's mom and dad that if you are already the senior, maybe you want to bring your kids, get them some of the great information there that we're going to share with everybody at the symposium as well. Sears, it's a shame. It looks like Sears, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, they had some problems. Eddie Lampert, the hedge fund, the company. Then he took over Kmart as well. Did he really want Sears at Kmart? No. What he really wanted was the land that those chains are on. So Sears has announced 150 locations will be closing, and they're going to sell the Craftsman brand. Kmart closing 108 locations, according to USA Today. Stanley Black & Decker is going to looks like they're going to be the ones that are going to Craftsman brand. So it's going to be very, very interesting seeing what's going on there as well. 10% of the Sears stores closing. At the end of December, nearly 50 store closures were announced to the company's employees. Happy New Year to them. That's not the way the New Year's gift you really wanted. Yeah, that's a little painful. California, we're going to lose one in Bakersfield, Coalinga, Kingsburg, and Riverside are the California Sears stores that are – actually, those are all Kmart stores that are closing. So we have no Sears stores that are closing here in the state of confusion, but we do have those four stores that are Kmart stores that are closing. Amazing. We're going to continue watching these for you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, tips for making the buying of your dream home come true. We've also got a new app for you if you want to be looking at where to get that information, just the information you want. There's no advertising here. MBE Links. MaryBoyEdwardLinks.com/nest. MBELinks.com/nest. Get it right there on your smartphone. Give you all the information you want about homes in the area that you're looking. Easy for me to say. Homes in the area that you're looking. You can put in price point, how many bedrooms you want. It's going to tell you about the neighborhood. So you can find out about the schools, the walk rating, where the local restaurants, coffee shops are, all that great stuff. Totally free. Just go to mbelinks.com/nest. I'll have that in there for you. Also, we're going to get you some tips to improve your credit score. Yesterday, we talked about the credit scores. Today, we're going to give you tips to improve those. Your parents' assets from the tax man. All that and more. You can remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, the replays are available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, your consumer advocate. I will be bringing it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. Doing about it. Credit Sanitizer has the solutions where you just need to go online, get a hold of them. They've got it all right there. I think it's $87 a month, $89 a month. They get you all the information you need to make some great decisions to get your credit scores enhanced. Basically, if you're really thinking about this, they've got that LifeLock as part of that package as well. So it's all some really good information for you. But I thought you'd talk today about some tips. Yesterday we answered a lot of questions about credit scores. Let's look at the tips to improve your credit score for the year. Some of them kind of cross over once we explained the information yesterday and shared with you where your credit score comes from. It becomes kind of intuitive at how to improve your score, but we want to kind of give you this information right up front and make it real crystal clear. I did get a lot of questions about this yesterday. So number one, keep credit card balances low. The most effective way to improve your credit score, pay down your volume, that's credit card debt. Your credit utilization ratio accounts for 30% of your credit score. You may be here, you may hear paying down debt to 30% of the available balance is a good mark. Talked about yesterday, ideally around 10% or lower is even better. Two ways to get your utilization number, that would be the amount that you owe divided by the limit. Two ways to get that ratio, to improve that ratio. One is to pay down the balance. The other one is to ask or request a limit increase. Don't go spend all the money, but just see if you get the limit increased, that'll help you out right there as well. So that's one of the items. Number two, pay your bills on time. First thing any lender wants to know is whether you've paid past credit accounts on time. This is one of the most important factors in scoring. According to FICO, 96% of people with a FICO score of 785 or greater have no late payments on their credit report, 785 or better. So they've got no late payments on there. That's the issue. Number three, sending your payments in early may also help your credit score. Each creditor has a report date when they send their information to the bureaus. If you use your credit card a lot and pay it off at the due date, the higher balance will show on your credit report that month. But if you make payments well before you receive your bill and the due date, the higher balance won't even show. Remember, this is the issue I've shared with you many, many times. Look at your credit card statement. Look at the statement closing date. The statement closing date, that is equally as important as the statement due date, the statement closing date. Now, when you look at that statement closing date, you're going to want to going online and looking in advance of that date and find out what their numbers are. Find out. So here's the issue. If you've got a statement closing date and it says it's the 10th of the month, you want to time your payments so that they arrive about the 8th or the 9th of the month, that they arrive at the 8th or the 9th of the month. Now, don't worry right there about the payment due date. We're talking about arriving at that time. Why do you want it to arrive at that time? Well, the important thing is that brings the balance down before you report to the bureaus. When you get your statement, it's going to have the lowest possible balance. Now, if you carry a balance, if you're not paying it off in full, we want to make sure that you do make a minimum payment, a small payment, before the payment due date. We want you to be late on your payments. But what I do want to make sure is that you've got that lowest possible payment, and that's how you do that. You're going to go ahead and make that payment before the statement closing date. Check your credit report annually, annualcreditreport.com. They're going to be the ones that are going to get you credit report once a year, total free, all three bureaus. It is not going to get you the FICO scores for free. That is not what they do, but you can then look and see, are there incorrect items on your report? Think about that. Check your credit report annually. It's important to make sure there are no errors on your credit file. Significant number of credit reports do have these errors, which can lower your score. These days, you also need to make sure that your identity hasn't been stolen or compromised. That affects 1 in 8 Americans. I've shared this with you before. I've been looking at credit reports since the 80s. I have never, ever seen a credit report that is completely accurate. Never. It does not happen. So if that's the case, then why would you want to be thinking that yours is the accurate one? If you've got a common name, John Smith, the likelihood is there is going to have some errors. There might even be somebody else's items on your report. That happens there as well. So make sure you're checking your credit report on a regular basis. Don't be tempted by new credit card offers to take on new debt. You can have these solicitations stopped being sent to you by opting out of these offers. Go to optoutprescreen.com. Optoutprescreen.com. Now remember, again, we're talking here about what makes sense for you. What are your goals? If your goals are to buy a new house in the next 3 to 6 months, first thing you want to do is do not apply for any of these credit card offers, because that's going to have a bearing on your credit score. Certainly, we do want you to get a search going. You can go to mbelinks.com/nest, mbelinks.com/nest, and that'll get you into the free searching arena to be able to get a new credit report. I'm sorry, to get looking for homes that are in your area. If you're not looking at buying a new house in the next 3 to 6 months, if it's going to be putting off a little longer, if you're not looking to buy a new car in that time period, then what you're wanting to do is you could be looking at credit cards. It's not going to have a big effect on your score. Take on those extra credit cards. Don't spend a lot of money on them. Use them. Go to Starbucks, buy a cup of coffee, go home and pay for it. That way it shows that it's an active card. It's being used, but you've got a low utilization. Make sure you're using these every couple of months so that they don't go inactive. And that's going to do a couple of things. Number one, it's going to show a payment history, which we want to keep that payment history. So you're buying a cup of coffee every month or a tank of gas every month, and you're going ahead and paying for it right away so you don't have interest expense. It's keeping the card active. And you're increasing the amount of revolving limit you have while keeping the utilization very, very low. Those are the two areas that we really want to make sure you're concentrating off. Paying off a collection will not increase your score. It's not the balance, but the fact that the collection account went into collection status is what is essentially hurting your score. But your score will increase if the collection agency is willing to delete the account off your credit report. Can they do that? Well, absolutely. It's all part of negotiation. So if you tell them you want it deleted from your credit report, then, or if it's not completely accurate, they have the right to do that. There is nothing that is required on your credit report. The requirements for your credit card are basically threefold. Anything there must be accurate, it must be complete, and it must be verifiable. All complete, accurate, and verifiable. So just a little bit of information there for you as well. Don't go without credit. You only have a credit score if you have an active credit history. Some credit scoring systems cannot calculate a score if no balance is reported to the credit history within the last 6 months. So you want to continue having some of those balances carry over. Remember, I just told you, if you go and buy a cup of coffee, you have a $500 balance or a limit on a credit card, and it works with $1,000 or $2,000 or $10,000, any of doesn't matter. And your history is always pay these in full when you get the statement. So you haven't been using this particular card. Go in, buy a cup of coffee, buy a tank of gas. Wait until after statement closing date on this one, after the statement closing date. And if you'll wait till after the statement closing date, then you're able to go and make that payment before the due date, and they'll have reported that there was a very low balance with a high limit, and it's going to help your scores. Don't allow outdated or inaccurate information to stay on your credit report. If you notice there's something incorrect listed on your credit report, you should have it corrected or removed. Now, what does this mean? And again, if you go to our friends over at creditsanitizer.com, they'll give you the template letters to correct this. I'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we'll continue with our tips to improve your credit score in 2017, how to keep your parents' assets from the tax man. We'll talk about our senior symposium that's coming up, the High Trust Senior Symposium on January 21st, Embassy Suites, 10 to 1. Go and get the information. Just text HTSS to 79564, get registered, ATSS to 79564, and you can get registered for that. We can also give you some tips for making your dream of buying a home come true, all that and more. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And remember, if you miss any part of our broadcast, you go to the archives on Ron Siegel Radio, in the archives of ronsiegelradio.com. You've got all of the broadcasts, the prior broadcasts. There's probably 400 or 500 radio broadcasts right there in those archives. Or you can catch the video replay. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. About 4.5 million people, or 4.5 million views last year. Right there, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back. In the middle of our
street, Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 tips for making your dream of buying a home come true. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAIR, P-E-A-R, to 79564. One of the real estate professionals will reach out to you and give you the true equity position of your property. Tips for making your dream home come true, buying a dream home. Number one, automate your down payment savings. A lot of these came from an article that we saw on Realtor.com. It was basically they shared five habits to start now if you hope to buy a home in 2017. The top three, though. Number one, automate your down payment savings. Saving for a down payment is often one of the biggest barriers to home ownership cited in the survey after survey. One way to jumpstart your savings is to automate your checking account to automatically save a small amount of your paycheck into a separate savings account or house fund. Amassing enough for a down payment takes discipline and perseverance, but setting up automatic savings can make it easier. If you never see cash, sign up to spend it. Number two, build your credit history and keep it clean. We've been chatting about that the last couple days. When you go to apply for a mortgage, lenders will want to see that you've been able to pay off past debts. That's what they're most concerned with. They want to get your money, get their money back. This means staying on top of your student loans, credit cards, and car loans, and paying them on time. Credit bureaus recommend using no more than 30% of the credit available to you. I've shared with you. Either lower the amount you've spent or increase the limit while you're lowering the amount you spent. That'll help. Number three, practice living on a budget. Downsizing your spending now will allow you to save more for your down payment and pay down other debts to improve your credit score. A recent study showed that 95% of first-time buyers are willing to make sacrifices to buy their home faster. What are some of the sacrifices? Well, we'll have to chat about that. Give me a call, 800. New clothes, new car, travel. Those are a few of those sacrifices that you might want to be looking at in order to buy that new house. Just a few ideas for you, tips of making your dream of buying a home come true. That is the subject of today's real-time real estate segment. We've been chatting this morning about the ability or some ways of increasing your credit score in 2017, and we're going to continue on with that conversation. Here is one of them. Don't allow, we started talking about this before the break, don't allow outdated and inaccurate information to stay on your credit report. If you notice that there is something incorrect listed on your credit report, have it corrected or removed. This means incorrect names. Maybe get usage of your name is wrong, so make sure you get the bureaus and let them know that. If there are several addresses on there, make sure only the accurate addresses remain. If they've got them spelled wrong, if they've got different versions of an address, the bureaus, the scoring models, have some algorithms in there that look at those and say, well, what is it that there's no stability here? So even if you've got East Main Street as the address, or you have just Main Street without the East, that's showing in there that there's two different addresses. The report then says, well, there's no stability here. They've got multiple addresses. Why would that be happening? That's just the issue that you got to be looking at. Figure it out. Get them to correct it. Remember I told you before the break, the only information that has to be on, or any information that is on your credit report must be complete, accurate, and verifiable. If it's not an accurate address, if it's not spelled properly, if your name's not spelled properly, if you've got some with a middle name, some without a middle name, some with spelled out, all those things are differences and they're not complete, they're not accurate. It has to be removed. That's why there are the legitimate credit repair companies that can get items off of your credit report. If it's not verified and it's not accurate, it must be removed. That includes collections, bankruptcies, all of those. If it's not complete, not accurate, gets removed. One of the easy ones is credit cards. You look at the credit report. If it's got part of your credit card number on there, that's not complete. It needs to come off. Even if there's late payments, if there's not late payments, that is not complete. And they say, well, we put that on there for security purposes. Well, who's getting the credit report in the first place? Only somebody that's authorized, because they need to have your name, your social security number, your birth date, and 2 years' worth of residence information. So if those items are not there, figure it out. Got to be corrected. Then you look at the length of time that something's been on your credit report. That's another issue. If you've had a credit card for 10 years and it says on there 3 years, well, that's not accurate, and it is hurting your credit score because that's a history item. So don't allow the outdated or inaccurate information to stay on your credit report. Get it corrected. Now, here's how you quickly can get your credit score increased. Become an authorized user on someone else's credit card. Once you're authorized, a new positive trade line will show on your credit as if you've had it for the duration. It's important you do this correctly. Don't just ask anybody to become an authorized user. It has to be a credit line in great standing with someone you trust and obviously someone who trusts you. What does that mean? Well, number one, you don't have to use the credit card. But when you become an authorized user, you want that to be with a credit card or trade line, as we call it, for somebody that's had the card for an extended period of time. Hopefully it's over 4 years, has a high limit and a low balance. High limit, low balance, long duration, that's going to help the credit score. So just, and that happens usually in just a matter of 50 to 90 days. So that's a quickie. Again, I've shared this one with you. Request an increase to your credit line as long as you don't use the new debt. This will improve your utilization ratio, bumping up your score. Of course, make sure not to apply for new debt. Just increase an existing credit line. Again, that has to do with short and long-term goals. If you're looking to buy the new house, you want your score up, so that's why you're not applying for new debt. If you're waiting 6 or 12 months to buy a new house, then it's not going to hurt you, and that's going to increase your credit limits, your credit availability, as long as you don't rack up the bill on that. If you want a great credit score, don't pay all your debt down to zero. FICO calculates a significant portion of your score by your credit utilization ratio. But if you pay balances off completely, you won't show an established payment history they can use in their calculations. You don't have a payment, so it comes back with an error. So those folks that say, well, I pay off my bill 100% every month, they're not necessarily helping their credit score. What you want to do is pay it down to a dollar, because then the FICO model can understand it. And you say, well, then, Ron, I got to make two payments this month. So? Who cares? That doesn't matter. You did it online anyway, so it's not costing you anything. When you see your statement amount, you're going online, usually a week before the statement closing date. You're going to pay your bill down as much as you can or to a dollar, leave a dollar on there, and make that schedule that payment so it arrives right before the statement closing date. The dollar that you left on there, make another payment. I don't care, $5, $10 if it's a card you use all the time. Make another payment right before the payment due date or right after the statement closing date where you know it's within that window. Doesn't cost you anything, but it's going to help your credit score. Just some tricks of the trade. Don't tell anybody I told you. Try to keep seasoned credit lines open and good standing. 15% of FICO's score is calculated in regards to your credit, your history of credit, with favor given to well-seasoned accounts that have been open and in good standing longer. Anything that is older than 24 or 48 months is helping your credit score. Remember I shared with you that you have to look at your credit report. You have to understand the report. Most people don't understand the reports in the first place. But they look at them, and there's a column on there. It's called MOS. Many people don't even know what that means, what it stands for, what that's looking at. What that's actually looking for is how many months have been reported. And that's an area we see tremendous amount of errors. We'll see somebody that had a credit card that was opened in 2001, and you look under that MOS column, and it says 30. Well, that's not getting you the full benefit of the duration of that trade line. It's not getting you the full benefit of that length of service, the history. Talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Also give you some tips on how to keep your parents' assets from the tax man. Of course, we're going to only tell you the way to do it legally. We don't get into the illegal stuff on Ron Siegel Radio. There are shows I've listened to that will tell you, well, they're not going to catch you. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. We want to give you the full and accurate information as best we know it. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of our street.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. My message, and as your consumer advocate, we'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. 1990, the Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by the High Trust Senior Symposiums. Text HTSS to 79564 and get registered for that High Trust Senior Symposium coming up January 21, Embassy Suites in Anaheim. It's off the 91 Freeway and Kramer. Going to be there 10 to 1. Got a lot of great information to be sharing with you the symposium. Not looking to sell you anything, just looking to get you great information, take care of you, take care of mom. Bring your kids with you. I would suggest that it's a great place for you to go, great place for you to take a look at and get information on trusts, on housing, on caregiving, how to find the right place where mom wants to live. The biggest comments I get from seniors all the time. What are their biggest concerns? Number one, they want to know, or they want to be independent. Well, we're going to share some information with you on how to do that. We're going to also share some information. The other item, they don't want to, they're worried about whether they're going to run out of money. So Al Manfrey is going to come and chat with us a little bit about money to see what we can do to help mom in that aspect. It's got some great information that we're looking to share with you there. One of the items that I'm going to share with you right now is how to avoid that tax man, how to keep your parents' assets from the tax man. A few different strategies. Number one, sell stocks that have losses. Parent may be able to take a tax deduction for his or her stock losses while alive. If your dad bought a share of stock for $500 and it's currently worth $300, if he sells it, he can likely deduct the difference at tax time. If he doesn't sell it, upon his death, what he originally paid no longer matters. Any loss is no longer tax deductible. This is due to the stepped-up basis rule, which says that the value of the asset for tax purposes will be its value on the date of death, not its purchase date. There is an exception that can be made by an executor of a large estate subject to estate taxes, though. He or she can choose to set the basis value of the asset at 6 months after the owner died rather than the day of death. Keep in mind that there is a limit of losses that can be taken in a given year, and losses carry forward go away upon death for income tax purposes. Again, I am not a tax professional, giving you information that you can use to check with your tax person. Then keep stocks that have gains. If your parent holds stocks that have risen in value, the stepped-up basis can be a tax saver when that parent passes. For example, say your mom bought a share of stock $100 several years ago for her death, and on the date she died, it was worth $1,000. Using the stepped-up basis rule, there will be no income tax due on the $900 gain if the stock is not sold until after her death. They can manage IRAs strategically to minimize taxes. If IRS investments are sold while a if IRA investments are sold while a person is alive, any tax owed will be taxed at his or her individual tax rate. After death, the beneficiary can take a lump sum distribution or choose to let the IRA continue to grow with tax deferred through the IRA BDA I mentioned above. With an IRA, the BDA, the beneficiary receives payments annually over his or her expected lifetime and with any undistributed amounts released to his or her estate. Again, talk to your tax professionals about these issues. Number four, you can claim parents as dependents if they qualify. This strategy will be benefit to you, not your parents, but it is an effective way to minimize taxes as your parents age. Any dependent must meet certain criteria. However, so this is not an option for everyone. Remember that issue. Talk to your tax professional. Remember also, we were talking before about the step basis and the selling of stock and issues like that. That's why you got to be talking to your tax people very early and throughout the year, not at tax reporting time. To Jay Kaplan and got a reverse mortgage, there are times when you might want to take a distribution from the IRA or sell a stock, pay down the reverse mortgage, make an interest payment on there. That way you're getting an interest write-off. You counteract those two, the write-off and the gain, and see if that doesn't help you. Talk to your tax professional. Get that planning going. Have your parents file for the elderly or disabled tax credit if they qualify. Again, this credit lets certain people claim a small credit to offset their ordinary income tax liability. To be eligible, your parent must be 65 before the end of the tax year or permanently and totally disabled and have income less than $17,500, $25,000 for a couple. Again, those numbers change. Talk to a tax professional. If your parents will have a large estate and gift money to potential beneficiaries while they're alive, currently estates above $5.45 million are taxed at a top rate of 40%. If your parents are fortunate enough to have an estate large enough to be subject to the estate tax, they can help minimize the tax liability of their eventual estate by giving money to beneficiaries while they are alive. Again, ask about that 529 plan. It might be a benefit to them, maybe not. Number seven, they can put money into trusts if your parents have significant assets. Setting up trusts can make life a lot easier for beneficiaries. Avoid those assets having to go through probate court. However, trusts can be complex. Talk to our friend Al Manfree. Again, go to the gift bag. There's a big coupon there for Al, 25% discount. Text RSR gift bag to 79564. RSR gift bag to 79564. And a coupon in there for a discount on the trust from Al Manfree. That is the Word on Wealth segment today. Again, brought to you by the High Trust Senior Seminar. Text HTSS to 79564. Get registered for it. It's going to be a great event. I'm really looking forward to sharing a lot of really good information, exciting information with folks there. And it's hard to believe we already hit our time. We didn't get through all of our benefits, as we normally don't get to all of them when it comes to trying to get to the tips to improve your credit score. If you want more information on that, just give me a call. It's pretty simple. We will be happy to get that information to you. And as I ask you on every single day that we're together, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Again, a big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. Thanks to all of our sponsors. And a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.